Bible People. Preface. What a wonderful book is the Bible. It is God's message to us, which he has given by holy men of old, who wrote the very words which he told them to write. How good of God to send this message and tell us about himself and how he created all things. Without it, we should not have known how he made the heavens and the earth, the sun and moon and stars, the mountains and valleys, the rivers and the sea, with all the wonderful plants and creatures they contain. Do you think sometimes how great that God must be who made all these things? As you look upon the beauties and the wonders of creation, do you think of that great Creator who formed them all out of nothing and keeps them in being, providing food for man and his beast? It is good to admire both his creation and his providence, as they show us his wisdom and power. But there is a further thing to consider, which is of even greater importance. When the heavens and the earth and the creatures had been made, God then formed man out of the dust. Adam was created and then Eve. Both were holy and happy, but they fell from that righteousness. Satan tempted. Eve listened and believed his lies, and both ate of the forbidden fruit. So sin entered into the world, and by sin came death. This sad truth we see before us every day, and how true it is that man is fallen, and wickedness increases in the earth. If this were all, what a hopeless case we should be in. But God had mercy and has provided a way of salvation. He determined to save some of lost mankind, so that all should not perish and be lost forever. He sent his beloved Son to become the man Christ Jesus, who willingly gave his life for a sacrifice for all his people. So then, all who are taught by the Holy Spirit how sinful they are, and brought to repent of their sins and believe on the Lord Jesus, will be saved. These great truths are in the Bible, and we should read and study it, as well as hear the truth as it is preached by the Lord's servants, and ask God to teach us. The Bible also tells us about those who lived upon the earth from Adam's day to the days of Jesus Christ and his disciples, and the short chapters which follow have been written to give an account of many of these people. At the end of each chapter are given the texts about them which you can find and read in your Bibles. May the Lord bless the reading to your souls and teach you himself, so that you may be made wise unto salvation.